Lori Combo is a new councilwoman representing Brooklyn's 35th Council District. It includes Fort Hill, Clinton Hill, Prospect Heights, Crown Heights, and parts of Bed-Stuy. As chair of the City Council's Women's Issues Committee, she says that an initiative dear and near to her heart is sexual education in middle schools and high schools. She said Dennis Walcott, as school's chancellor, was able to mandate that sexual education be taught one semester in middle school and one semester in high school. Combo says she wants to make sure that that is mandated and enforced, and that the courses aren't only about sexual education, but also focused on healthy relationships.
I cringe when the conversation is about, should we give young people the morning after pill or not give them the morning after pill? Do we just give them condoms or we don't give them condoms? But I'm like, where is the conversation about relationships? Where is the conversation about healthy relationships?
Combo says so many young people are making detrimental decisions early on that very often they can't recover from.
HIV is very common in our high schools, that when they do testing, they have a van that they will park outside of a high school or they will park outside of a junior high school and they do testing. And unfortunately, young people are coming up positive and testing positive for HIV. And not that you can't come back from that, but it's a decision that you've made in the sense that is going to alter your life for a very long time. Healthy relationships. Young people, and we've seen under the age of 25, are experiencing rape at a very young age, something psychological that's going to have a devastating impact on them for a very long period of time, particularly because mental health is not abundant and a part of the process in terms of healing and recovery.
Combo says she wants to give young people all the tools they need to make smart decisions. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.